From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Maeve Higgins, Alonzo Bowden, and Nagin Farsad. And here again is your host from Trinity University's Laurie Auditorium in San Antonio, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, the rhymes of Texas are upon you in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, it is time for a game that we call
the 2020 Dump.
With millions of Americans signing up each day to run for president as a Democrat, news about all the candidates is coming in hard and fast. So we're going to ask you about some of them rapid-fire style. Get your question right, you get a point. True or false? Ready to go? Maeve, true or false, at a campaign event in Iowa, Beto O'Rourke got asked for his autograph while in the bathroom.
I would say that's true, actually.
No, it was false. What happened was Beto started talking to the stranger in the bathroom, who then asked him, hey, are you here to see Beto O'Rourke?
I was imagining that he kind of like off, you know, he seems to be very overfamiliar, like when he gets up on countertops and stuff. So I was imagining him at a urinal kind of stretching across to offer it.
I'm sorry,
shake.
Excuse me.
To offer a
At a what?
Urinal.
Beautiful.
It's wrong.
That is the new way it's
so
pronounced.
Weird.
Yes.
Oh, urinal.
You know the thing that men stand
in
front
of? I know what you're talking about. I've just never heard it described that. Is that what they call them in Ireland, a urinal?
Yeah. Honestly, I've never used one.
Okay.
But I know that they've got cakes in them, and I'm always so jealous.
That's true. Nagin, true or false, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and his husband Chasten were immortalized in a butter sculpture.
That feels true.
No, it's false. It was a diorama made of marshmallow peeps. Alonzo, true or false, former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who's considering a run, tweeted out a picture of himself as a crab standing on the head of an alligator representing Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely true.
Absolutely true. We have no idea what it means, but that's what he did. Nagin, true or false, candidate Andrew Yang made empowering firefighters part of his official platform.
True.
No, false. He made empowering mixed martial arts fighters part of his official platform. And, of course, as for the Republican candidate in 2020, Alonzo, true or false, on a visit to George Washington's residence, Mount Vernon, President Trump said, I'm here to honor the legacy of President Vernon.
I'm going to go with true on that one also.
No, it's false. What he really said was, quote, if Washington was smart, he would have put his name on it. You got to put your name on stuff or no one remembers you. That's it for our 2020 dump, even though six more people declared while we were playing the game. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Maeve, a woman in Taiwan suffering from what she thought was an eye infection, learned this week it was actually what?
Oh, she was just upset.
No. She had been working at, does anybody know, this made a lot of news this week. People were like,
Bumblebees in
yes,
her eyeball?
Yes, she had bees living in her eye.
And there was a lot of buzz around this story.
There was,
Hey.
And the bees were feeding on her tears. No, we'll skip the gross parts, which means we will never speak of this again. No, these bees had gotten in there while she was gardening, and she started having some eye pain, as will happen, you know, when your eye has bees in them. She went to the doctor, and she got her first clue that there might be something seriously wrong when he approached her wearing a head-to-toe white suit and holding one of those smokers.
I thought he was, like, holding a piece of toast and, like, with butter, yeah. Like, making breakfast.
But how small were these bees?
These were tiny little bees.
I didn't know bees
came
like in
like humming bees.
Apparently, they're small enough to fit in there, and she couldn't see them until they looked.
That's one more thing to worry about.
Yeah, I know.